In a few minutes, why the raving club kids in Europe are once again dancing to Barbra Streisand, or something like that.
Barbra Streisand.
But first, I know this program airs before dinner time for most of us, so forgive me for this next segment, because we're skipping right to dessert. And to do that, we headed to Safeway to meet up with our old friend and favorite top chef, Carla Hall.
So today we're going to make an apple cranberry frangipane tart.
That sounds fancy.
It sounds fancier than it is.
Is there an English word for it?
Apple cranberry almond tart.
Perfect.
Apple frangipane tart. That is what you can do right now with the mountains of apples you'll find in the supermarket. And this is the time of year. So Carla shows me how to pick the good ones.
That sounds good. Let's thump it like a word.
Yeah. Let me thump one of those.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So armed with butter, flour, apples, more butter, sugar, eggs, butter, and some other stuff, we head back to Carla's kitchen.
So we've got, for our crust, it's basically a shortbread crust. So it's flour, butter, you know that, a little bit of sugar.
Right.
But in this crust, there's egg and a little bit of cream and vanilla.
Okay.
Okay. Then in the frangipane filling, we have almonds, butter, egg, and a little bit of flour, a little salt.
And some sugar.
And some sugar, yes, and some sugar. So that's the filling. And then we have the fruit. And it's basically sweetened apples. And we're going to cook those first. And then those are the three parts of the pie. So what I'm going to have you do is start cutting some apples.
Okay.
And I have a particular way that I like to do my apples. And of course, you know, I'll share that with you.
And Carla's method is pretty simple. Basically, you need to chop the apples into half-inch cubes. So she hands me the knife.
Because you like to chop and all that stuff.
I'm eating these apples as I'm cutting them.
That's what you have to do that. That's
so good.
That's like drinking the wine while you're cooking.
Yeah, while you're cooking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole recipe is at npr.org, so don't worry if you missed anything so far. Anyway, as I chop the apples, Carla gets working on the crust, which is a little like shortbread. Flour, sugar, eggs, cream, butter, salt, all into the food processor, and you pulse until it makes a specific sound. You want to listen for a clumping, rattling noise.
You know why I love radio? Because this is the thing that I want to tell people. I said, use all of your senses to cook with and listen for it. Don't just use your eyes. And they have to listen for it here.
And you know it's ready.
You know it's ready. So what I'm going to have you do is get a pan on. You're going to saute those apples. Let's see, what do we have here?
Apples in.
Nice. If we hear something, we're cooking.
I sauteed the apples in a pan with some oil and butter and sugar until they're crisp tender. Meantime, Carla gets working on the almond paste. Once again, everything into the food processor.
All right, so we are going to do 4 ounces or a cup of almonds. And honestly, I love almonds, so I'm being very generous. I feel like I'm like Paula Deen with the butter, but I'm doing almonds.
She adds some dried cranberries, ginger, egg whites, and sugar as well. And then she spoons a layer of the paste onto the bottom of the pie crust. She piles apples on top, and into the oven it goes for 20 minutes or so.
So let's take the tart out of the oven.
Ooh, that's nice.
And you can see how the apples have browned, and the frangipane is kind of puffy and getting brown, and the crust is really brown.
We gotta try.
So let's dig in.
Okay. Mm. It's perfect. This is a perfect dessert. Oh, so good.
Mmm.
Thanks to Top Chef finalist Carla Hall for her apple cranberry frangipane tart. Next month, Carla returns to TV as a Top Chef All-Star. You can find her tart recipe and some photos at our website, npr.org.